This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide has met with Saudi Arabia's crown prince amid long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom. The state-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah, a Red Sea port city now at the heart of seaborne evacuations from the fighting in Sudan. The state news report says only that the men reviewed strategic relations in a meeting that included other American officials. Later, Sullivan took part in a meeting with the Crown Prince and national security advisors from India and the neighboring United Arab Emirates. Russia's Wagner Group appears to do a 180 on a Bakhmut withdrawal. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains.
Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they had been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Ukraine's general in charge of the defense of the besieged city said late on Sunday that Russia had intensified shelling, hoping to take Bakhmut by Tuesday, but he'd have to do everything to prevent it. May 9th is Victory Day in Russia, marking the anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there are no good options for the United States to avoid an economic calamity if Congress fails to raise the nation's $31 trillion-plus borrowing limit in the coming weeks. In a TV interview Sunday, she didn't rule out President Joe Biden acting on his own to try to avert a first-ever federal default. This is VOA News. Peruvian authorities say that a fire broke out deep in a gold mine in southern Peru and killed at least 27 workers during an overnight shift. The mining company says in a statement that a total of 175 workers were safely evacuated after that accident, which happened late Friday or early Saturday. It says the 27 dead worked for a contractor that specializes in mining. Government officials say the cause of the incident is still under investigation. Some news reports say preliminary investigations indicate an explosion may have been set off by a short circuit in a part of the mine about 100 meters below the surface. A law enforcement official says federal investigators are looking into whether the gunman who killed 8 people at a Dallas area mall expressed an interest in white supremacist ideology as he worked to try to discern a motive. The official cautioned the investigation is in its early stages. Federal agents have been reviewing social media accounts they believe that Mauricio Garcia, who was 33, used and post that express interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi views. That's according to one official who could not discuss details of the investigation publicly. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected his last chance to testify at a civil trial where a longtime advice columnist has accused him of raping her in a luxury department store dressing room in the year 1996. Trump let a 5 p.m. Sunday deadline pass without asking to testify. It was not a surprise, though. Trump has not shown up once during the two-week Manhattan federal court trial. Writer E. Jean Carroll has testified at length. She has repeated claims she first made publicly in 2019 in a memoir. The jury has viewed excerpts of an October videotaped deposition in which Trump vehemently denied raping Carroll or ever really knowing her. Black voters in South Carolina rescued Joe Biden's bid for the presidency during the 2020 Democratic primary, and he rewarded them by moving the state to the head of the party's nominating calendars in 2024. But interviews 2 years into his presidency with more than a dozen black voters representing a variety of ages and backgrounds reveal mixed views, especially between older and younger voters. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.